south.
180,635 nautical miles from Earth. And the spacecraft velocity is 3,292 feet per second. The crew will shortly be preparing to begin their rest cycle. That'll be a 10-hour rest period. We'll also be passing up some final remarks to the spacecraft prior to the beginning of that sleep period shortly. We'll stand by here for Capcom to put in a call to the crew. We're in conversation with the spacecraft at the present time, receiving a pre-sleep status report from the crew, and we'll pick that up for you at the beginning.
Apollo 10, Houston.
Hello, Houston.
Go, Apollo 10.
Roger, I got some onboard readouts for you.
Roger, ready to copy.
Okay, these were taken at 56 hours. Bat C is 36.8. Pyro Bat A is 37.0. Pyro Bat B is 37.0. RCS Alpha is 86. Bravo 86. Charlie 91. And Delta 87. The radiation dosimeter readouts are Commander 26032. The chimp is 05032, and the limp is 15035.
Okay, Apollo 10, I read back, your battery C is 36.8, Pyro A 37, Pyro B 37, RCS A 86, Bravo 86, Charlie 91, Delta 87. RDU Commander 26032, CMP 05032, LMP 15035.
You got it, Ed, and we're in the process of cycling the H2 and O2 fans right now. And I think the private conversation handled the crew status report this time.
Roger, Roger. Got a couple of things for you. We'll use the same comm setup we had last night on your Omnis and B, and S-band normal voice mode off. And if you need to call us, I'll do it on down voice backup. And this configuration ought to give us about 50% high bit rate. The decision has tentatively been made to skip mid-course 4. You can sleep in until 71 hours if you so desire. We'll give you a buzz if there's any change on that. Your consumables right now look real great, Gene. We've got single tank capability to 200 hours at 50 amp consumption. Your bats are all above the red line. And at this point, we can go even if your bat charger fails. And query, did you pass on the other conversation, any exercise info? We'd kind of like to know if you're using the exerciser and how you like them.
Okay, right now, we've done a lot of isometrics up here today, and again, we spent most of our time studying today. We've done a lot of isometrics and haven't got the exerciser out. We plan to use it after we get through that big exercise with the suits that day.
You think you'll be strong enough after that? Okay, Apollo 10, I guess that's all we have at the moment. You're free to start turning in and getting 15 hours of sex time
if
you want.
About the single tank, I'm not sure I fully understood you.
We cut each other out, Apollo 10. Try me again.
Hello, Houston, Apollo 10.
Go ahead, Apollo 10.
Hello, Houston. This is Apollo 10. Over.
Apollo 10, this is Houston. Reading you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Apollo 10, stand by. Ghost don't have any communication problems with Houston.
Roger.
Goldstone, Houston, Comtech, voice check.
Goldstone.
Roger, how do you read?
Loud and clear.
Roger, stand by, I'll send you three short keys.
Roger. Keys are go.
Roger, thank you.
Apollo 10, this is Houston, how do you read now?
Okay, we're reading you loud and clear now.
Roger, Apollo 10, we lost our link out to the site. Where were we when you lost me?
We were talking, Ed. I don't know how much you got about the exerciser info. We haven't really had a chance to take it out and use it. We've been doing isometrics against the seat and struts and so forth.
Go ahead, Apollo 10.
Hello, Houston, this is Apollo 10, over.
Apollo 10, this is Houston, reading you loud and clear, go ahead.
Apollo 10, stand by, Ghost don't have any communication problems with Houston.
Roger.
Realigned, changing our rest mat in as soon as we wake up, so if we have any problems with it, we can reshuffle them and get going.
Roger, John. We'll get to work on that. There's doesn't seem to be too many things to shuffle here. I personally doubt if you'll be able to sleep 15 hours anyhow.
It's an admirable goal.
Completely agree.
Yeah, I plan to step a little bit later tonight.
Say again, Tom, you were cut out on the last one.
Roger, what we had planned to do is just when we saw this coming up ahead, we thought we'd just cycle ourselves better. We planned to stay up a little bit later tonight and tell the friendly gentleman on the left we have not forgot the chlorination.
Roger, Roger. One item I omitted, Apollo 10, is with the emission of the mid-course, you can expect about 3 feet per second to get to the middle of the corridor if you have to fly by. Belay that, 13 feet per second to get to the middle with no mid-course and take about 3 feet if we were to do it, which we've decided not to at this time.
I think we should be able to afford that.
That doesn't seem unreasonable at all. Apollo 10, Houston.
Go ahead, Joe.
Roger, Tom. Just to clarify here, I think Ed was talking to you about your trajectory and referenced the mid-course burn, correction on the mid-course burn in your flyby. That was the LOI minus 5 burn that he was talking about. The if you make it there, it's a 3 foot per second correction, and if you wait until flyby, it'll be a 13 foot per second.
Roger, that's what we understood there, Joe. Over.
Okay, fine. I thought he said mid-course. I want to clarify that.
Boy, that's a fantastic target intel, Retro. That's great.
Boy, I agree there.
Yeah, Joe, tell Glenn Lunny and Bill Schaefer and Chris and all those good people who got that total network and guidance operating. We can't thank them enough, but that targeting is just utterly fantastic.
Roger that. They say it's their pleasure.
Okay, tell them I'm going to say my praise until I see 60 miles above the moon.
Roger that.
during that last conversation with the crew, you heard them advise that we do not expect they will have to do the mid-course correction, designated mid-course correction 4. The trajectory is very close to the nominal. Also, the crew was advised that they will be able to sleep as late as 71 hours ground elapsed time tomorrow because of the deletion of the mid-course correction scheduled to occur at about that time. Dr. Charles Berry will be arriving at the news center shortly for a briefing on this evening's private conversation with the crew. We expect that to begin shortly after 9 p.m. We'll continue at this time to stand by for any further conversation with the crew as they continue to prepare for their sleep period tonight. This is Apollo Control at 57 hours, 35 minutes into the flight of Apollo 10. We've had no further conversations with the crew since we last reported. We do have a summary of the private conversation between Mission Control and the crew of Apollo 10 requested by Dr. Charles Berry. The astronauts were questioned about their general condition and gave Dr. Berry a brief personal report. Spacecraft Commander Stafford summarized by saying the general condition of the crew was excellent. He added, quote, "I feel great. We all feel just great," end quote. They were asked why they had each taken a Lomatil tablet. Stafford replied that all three had been troubled with stomach gas as the result of gas in the water and had taken the Lomatil tablets in an effort to relieve this condition. Stafford added that the Lomatil seemed to help. He was advised by Dr. Berry that this was satisfactory. Dr. Berry suggested that the crew increase its consumption of water. Stafford replied that he was aware that water consumption was down because of the gas in the water, but that the crew members were trying to drink more fruit juices and eat more of the wet food packs. Stafford added that he would try to increase the crew's water intake. A general discussion of the condition of the spacecraft and crew followed. Stafford said he and the crew had been spending time reviewing upcoming activities. He noted that mid-course maneuver number 4 would not be made and requested that the crew sleep period be extended. He was told by flight control that this would be done. And that concludes a summary of the private conversation. At the present time, Apollo 10 is 182,658 nautical miles from Earth, the velocity continuing to decrease slowly, down now to 3,255 feet per second. At 57 hours, 37 minutes into the flight, this is Mission Control, Houston.
I had to ask myself what I do in the same situation on a lunar mission if we were going to land. And there's some things that the main thing that I would like to know here is what the situation was as far as the Lomatil was concerned. And I think we got a very, very clear and lucid explanation of why we're in that situation and what the Lomatil was doing for the crew, and I feel very, very confident about that, and so I think we've solved that particular problem. We haven't solved the cause of that, as you all know, and we still do have hydrogen as a cause of our problem in the water. So I think with that, I'll open it to some questions here if you have some. You gonna hit it? Somebody gonna hit it? There you go.
Specifically, what would be the action of the Lomatil to ease gas in the stomach?
Well, I don't think that it's probably not quite correct to say that the Lomatil itself is really easing the gas in the stomach because because what's happening is Lomatil is a drug that is, as you know, that slows motility of the gut, and that's its prime function. And what's happening here is that they feel some relief, and I think some of this is probably mental relief because as this gas passes through the gut, it gives you an uneasy sensation, and they'd like to be sure that they can help this with the use of the Lomatil.
By mental relief, you mean psychological relief?
Yes.
Okay.
can't hear you.
How many Lomatil have they taken, and when was it taken?
There was Lomatil taken on the first day by one crewman, and there have been in addition to that, each crewman has taken two Lomatil now. So that's the status as of right now.
To our office PDR, there's some rather interesting side effects to Lomatil, and in prolonged use. How long will they be able to take this drug without some of these side effects showing up? And how long was this drug tested on them before launch?
Well, they've been tested a couple of times with the drug pre-launch. We never give any of these drugs in a prolonged administration pre-launch, any of the drugs that we test. We're testing for sensitivity reactions more than anything else with the drugs that we try. And I wouldn't expect in the kind of doses that are being used here, I think they could continue to take this medication for the remainder of the flight, and I wouldn't really expect to see any side reactions there. I would not particularly like to see them taking the drug for a prolonged period of time because of its action, but not because of the side effects.
Taken daily over an 8-day period, won't this cause a compacting in the gut and consequently an uncomfortable feeling in itself?
It can do this, and this is what I say. I would, if you are taking it with no, because, and you do not have a hyperactive gut, in short, you're really not having a frank diarrhea, then obviously that could happen, and this is a reason for wanting to be careful with the medication. And I don't think we have that as a problem here. I really don't, Paul.
Well, are you going to, did you say that they could go ahead and take it freely if they felt they needed it? Well, or did you put a restriction on it?
Well, we've reaffirmed our feeling about the taking of the medication for a prolonged period for the very reasons you've mentioned, and the crew are aware of that. They were aware of it before, and they're going to make every effort to cut down on what they have to take here, and they're going to try and do that by hoping that they can do something better about the hydrogen in the water in the meantime.
One more question. Was there any topic discussed other than medical subjects during the private conversation?
There were some general things at the end that were mentioned, because it's very difficult to, when you're talking, and by the time you get them turned off, it's very difficult to stop anything that wasn't in the medical thing. And I think you saw in the summary here, I think it was mentioned at the end that there was some general discussion of the condition of the spacecraft and crew, which ensued at the very end of this conversation after we had done the medical part. And as a result of that, Tom brought up this mid-course maneuver and could they have a couple extra hours sleep. So that was done at the end of the conversation.
Dr. Barry, I don't hear very well, but what I do hear, I'm somewhat confused by. As I understood it, it's the gas in this water that's causing the discomfort to whatever extent it is, yet you tell them to drink more water. Why?
Okay, maybe I can explain that. That does sound contradictory, and you're quite right. It poses a problem for us because their water intake is down, and their water intake is down for the very reason that you mentioned, in that there is hydrogen gas in the water. And so this poses a dilemma for us, because the very drinking of the water that we want them to have poses a problem. We also have a problem if they don't drink enough water. And at the moment, we feel that they've got to continue to try and drink the water and to get out, to find ways to get to use this the bag or food bags or any way that they can in order to try and get water that doesn't have a lot of the gas in it.
Are they using a straw, or do they have a straw aboard where they could suck around the bubble? That's been suggested informally.
No, there is no straw. Gene was trying to suck it. I think he's mentioned a couple of times in transmissions today that he could do that from the bag itself, suck around the bubble. But there is no straw. That would be a good thing if you could go in and remove the bubble, as a matter of fact, that they form by means of a syringe or something. It would be a good thing, too.